Jackie Coates is the person behind this push. I believe you thought of this idea while actually driving around Tasmania.
That is correct. We have family over there and we had been over for a holiday just to catch up with the family. And it came up in conversation about how we had been experiencing issues with tourists and had minor misses, and we were fortunate enough not to have a major accident.
Yep.
But it was just a talking point. So we started it then. But unfortunately, there was a major accident with a death in our local community of a lady that we knew. And it was a really tragic accident. She lost her life and left five young children behind. And the community had to really rally around this family because it was devastating to them. And to watch the aftermath of what they had to go through really resonated with us. And we decided that no one else was doing it and we had to try to make our roads safer for everybody.
Have you had any success yet with the relative government departments? Do they think it's a go? Are you getting good vibes?
We are getting good vibes now. It's had to get out into the public forum before they would literally come on board. But since we've now got it out into the public forum and they see that we've had phenomenal support, they are now starting to contact us to have a look at the initiative themselves.
Okay. And when we say tourists, of course, we don't mean people necessarily from overseas, because we see it in Tassie, as you know, people from the mainland, where you have different driving conditions all over Australia. And Tassie has some of the more challenging conditions than other places, perhaps?
That's correct, yeah. Tassie is a little bit more challenging than most. I live in a regional area, and I find regional areas are also very challenging. We just think that it's about anyone who goes to an area that they are unfamiliar with. So me, coming from South Australia to Tasmania, would definitely use my tea plate. I'm now going to Queensland at the end of the year. I will be taking my tea plate with me. That's what it's about. It's about just notifying everybody around you that, hey, I'm not from the area. I might be looking at things, slowing down, turning where I'm not supposed to. Please be patient with me.
There are actually tea plates available to buy now for anybody who wants them. How do we get a hold of those?
Okay, you can go through our website. It's an online shop. It's called teafortourists.com.au, all one word. We would like to follow suit with what New Zealand are implementing at the moment. Their rate is about 1 in 6, and they are implementing a driver test accompanied by a tea plate. Tasmania have also been looking at that quite heavily, and we would like to see this go Australia-wide because we believe it's a great thing to be doing, and we would like the T-Pate to be backed up by some form of driving test.
Is this something that's that other countries have introduced, do you know?
No, it hasn't been introduced in any other country that we are aware of at this time, which is why we decided that, look, no one's done it. It needs to be out there. We believe a simple sign is a small prompt and a visual aid to let road users know just to take a little bit more care. If you're a little bit more aware of something, your reaction times are quicker, you're really concentrating on what you're doing, and split seconds can save injuries and lives, and that's what we're trying to do. It's just help that split-second decision that you might have to make.
So if we get this introduced in Australia, it could be a world first, and Tasmania would claim the germination of the idea.
Absolutely.